790 KFGO. It's quarter after 12. This is It Takes Two with Jack and Amy. I'm Jack. She's Amy. He's Warren Wrighton. And he's an American soldier. He joins us here now in our KFGO studios. Hello, Warren. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm rather surprised that I'm here.
I don't think Warren expected a call from me today asking him to come over to the KFGO studio, but it's funny how things happen like that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I never expected this to happen.
Warren wrote a poem that Don Haney found. Where was it?
At the dry cleaners.
It was at the dry cleaners, and your name was upon it, and we thought that maybe you'd come in and share the poem with us. But let's talk about your military experience. Which branch were you in?
I was a first lieutenant with the United States Army 2nd Infantry Division, 1968 to 1970.
You were in Vietnam?
Yes.
For a year?
I was there TDY on and off.
Mm-hmm. And where were you stationed?
In Vietnam, when I was in
in Vietnam,
3 Corps, around south of Central Highlands, Cu Chi.
Okay. I ask that not because I know specifically where those places are necessarily. I might, but I remember hearing all of those names from my Vietnam veteran friends and on the news and such. And we just want to tell you thank you for your service. We really appreciate it. And
it's ironical. How I became an officer in the Army, because I started school at the University of North Dakota, and as a freshman for its first 2 years, Army ROTC and Air Force were required for your first 2 years. After 2 years of Army ROTC into 1963, I chose to go advanced ROTC, and I did my 2 more years of in Army ROTC, like at Fort Lewis, Washington, daily classes, and dealing with the anti-war demonstrations at the time. But when I graduated from the University of North Dakota in business and journalism, I also got my commission as a lieutenant in the United States Army at that time. After that, I started law school. But after the Tet Offensive in 1968, I was in reserve status, and I was ordered to active duty.
Well, again, thank you for your service. And back here, stateside, you developed an avocation of writing, therefore your name Wrighton, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This poem that we came across, we all were very impressed with it. Would you mind reading it and sharing it with our listeners, please?
No, not at all. I don't even know how I wrote it or why I wrote it. I just wrote it. And
when did you write it, Warren?
I wrote it several years ago, and I just happened to find a copy of it, and I took it down to Copycat and had them print up a few brochures, and that's why it's so ironical that you found one, because I didn't print that many. Anyway, it's called The Butterfly. It's memory that I have, and I just wrote it down on paper, then I typed it up, and then just had a few copies printed, and you currently have one.
This is Butterfly, Warren Wrighton.
The Butterfly, 1800 hours, Christmas Eve, 24 December, weather hot, bugs a lot, then a yell, incoming, a blast to my side, a place to hide. Shelling continues into the night like the Star Spangled Banner. Our flag was still there at 0600 hours, December 25th. The sun begins to shine. M16 close to my chest. Where are the rest? Look to the sky, afraid to die. What is my quest? Then suddenly she appears, colors of red, blue, black, and yellow, looking so mellow. So beautiful to see as she floated towards me. Thought to myself, what are you doing in a place like this? She floated close. All I thought of was the sight, my heart beat fast. Will this moment last? Long to touch, fell in love. My hand reached out, thought, please stay. Then she flew away. Heart was sad, alone, but wasn't mad. Devastated was more the term. Loss of love, not to return. Moments went by, scared to die. Where was I? I looked around again. I see her. Again she fluttered close. Come back, I begged. She did, quietly landed on my leg. She seemed to say, come with me to another day. Shelling resumed. Again she flew away, never to return, not to this day. But I know I did go with her. For today I still look and did not die for my elusive butterfly.
Warren Wrighton, he wrote that some years back based upon an experience in the field, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I was completely alert. It wasn't a figment of my imagination.
Wow. It's real touching. I was teared up listening to you. I was teared up when I first read it, but what an incredible gift you have to share that in the way that you did and your poem. And we're going to post it at kfgo.com if people want to read it. But it's not just poems that you've written. You also wrote a book, Warren.
Yes, after I got out of the Army, I went back to graduate school in business at the University of Texas in Austin. And it was kind of a... This is May, spring of 1970, and I couldn't take the demonstrations of thousands of students, anti-war demonstrations on campus, and finally I just gave up and going to school, and I went back to North Dakota, and through friends and situations, I got a job working for the currently Spirit Lake Sioux Indian tribe at Fort Totten, south of Devil's Lake, and my boss, I was 26 years old, my boss was 76 years old, and he used to come into my office. His name was Louis Goodhouse, and he wanted to talk about Indian warriors I knew in the Army, and I told him about the ones I knew, and then he'd tell me stories about what his father, his grandfather, his uncles had told him about the Indian Wars in the 1860s, 1870s, 1880s. And I started writing that down. And this went on for quite a while. Months and months. So I kept those notes. And back in 1991, I just thought I'd write based upon those notes and everything he told me. And I'd begin my first scratching of my what became a 401-page book on legal, yellow legal paper, and I wrote and wrote longhand, and I turned and I quit about maybe 8-9 times in the 12 years, and I didn't think I could do it, but I was encouraged by friends to continue on, and I finally finished it. And unbeknownst to me, it became very popular. It's currently receiving, over all the time it's been published, a 5-star rating. And see, it's sort of funny.
What's
to me,
the name of your book, Warren?
Oh, the name of the book is An American Soldier - Dreams of a Child.
An American Soldier, Dreams of a Child, Warren Wrighton, Wrighton. And it's available on Amazon.com?
Amazon, throughout the internet, and also it's in the Fargo library system.
And you can also find more about Warren and his book at dreamofachild.net. That's a website you can go to, dreamofachild.net.
Well, Warren, thank you very much for joining us. And this will be podcast. We want to get a picture of you, you handsome devil, you. and we also will make note of the fact that the shirt he is wearing has a couple of butterflies embroidered on them, by the way, reflective of his poem, Butterfly.
Do you have them embroidered on most of your clothes? Do you carry a butterfly with you?
Several of my white shirts and my leather jacket.
That butterfly was pretty important to you back when you were a kid, wasn't it?
Well, all butterflies are important to me. I'm just amazed by even the monarchs that fly from Mexico through Dakota into Canada, and they're traveling.
And we'll podcast this broadcast, and I bet we'll replay it too when we have Veterans Day coming up here.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate being here, and this is an experience for me.
Well, thank you, Warren, and thanks again for your service.
It never ends, does it, buddy? Thank you.